We will move on. Have a log jam here. Joey Logano has joined us, driving the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford. First career win here last fall, obviously a memorable win, led you to your championship. Can you just kind of look back and reflect on that win and the importance it played?
Yeah, I think anytime you can grab a win at a historical racetrack like here at Martinsville, it's always a very special win, especially a first win at a track like this was a big deal. And obviously what it led to was even a bigger deal. So, you know, it's a very important race, as we all know, when we get back here in the fall. But I think the spring race is a lot of times it's just as important, you know, for one to really have something to really learn from in this first race. But also, you know, having that confidence when you come back here, as we know, it's the most important, one of the most important races of the year. I call it the second most important race of the year next to Homestead sometimes. So, and it was for us last year.
Awesome. We're going to go ahead and open up for questions. Please raise your hand. Wait for the wireless mic. We'll start with Mr. Weaver.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. Not just your team, but really the Cup Series in general. Did you expect to have more grip, maybe not so much at Atlanta, but at Vegas and Auto Club, when it comes to the new package?
Did we expect to have more grip?
Yeah, throughout the duration of a run.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's more downforce. You know,
but more than what you've had, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the downforce doesn't go away as the run goes. It's staying there. So, you know, I think that grip level being up is, I mean, it's everywhere. And we unloaded here. And you may say we're not going very fast, and downforce doesn't make a difference, but it does. And we've already seen some, to me, it feels like quite a bit of grip out there, and the balance of the car is quite a bit different than what we had last year.
From the All-Star race of this year, you guys had kind of lobbied for the additional horsepower, 50. What has that done for the racing compared to Charlotte to now? I know it's early goings, but what does that feel like? What does it produce?
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know, because when you looked at the All-Star race, that was the first time any of us have run with this high drag, high downforce package. So the teams have evolved so much from then to now. But, you know, we added that horsepower, you know, it definitely brings the handling more into play, brings more of the old school racing. You know, I don't think any of us wanted to have just one big pack out there to where we're just wide open all the way around for an extended period of time. And it's kind of what we had at Charlotte, is that we were wide open for a very, very long time. And if it was like that there, Vegas would have been, I don't think we would ever would have lifted. You know, so I think that added horsepower brings a little bit more back into the race teams, to where the best teams, best drivers still have an advantage, as they should. It's the way racing is supposed to be.
Nate and then Reed.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Joey, before the IndyCar opener at St. Petersburg, Simon Pagenaud was talking about how they got all the IndyCar drivers together and figured out how they wanted to plot out 2019. Do you guys do that on the NASCAR side? Like, did you, Ryan and Brad, kind of get together and figure out how you wanted to approach the new rules?
We had plenty of meetings about the rules and what we think we're going to need in our race cars. You know, it's not necessarily a strategy of how, when we want to win. I mean, the strategy for us is pretty simple. We just want to win every race we go to, right? And I think that's probably the same for the whole garage, but I'm sure every team had the meetings of, okay, here's what's coming our way after a test, and you know, after some of the preseason testing, and said, well, you know, we think this is going to be most important, or this is going to be most important, and you try to drive the ship in the right direction to what we think is going to pay dividends early in the season, and so it makes this West Coast swing that we just had so tough, because if you went down the wrong road, you didn't have much time to recover because, well, for one, the races are stacked on top of each other, but the distance that you have to keep going back and forth, you don't have time to change your cars if you feel like you've picked the wrong path. You know, a lot of those cars are built, you know, before we get to Daytona a lot of times, and so it's really hard to make those updates or changes that you want after you run one race, you know, after Vegas, and you say, oh, geez, we went the wrong way, and you don't have a lot of time to come back. So I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the same cars fast for the, you know, the West Coast swing. The same cars were up front the whole time. I think just because teams couldn't update quick enough.
And then you mentioned the downforce, the high downforce. What kind of an impact does that have on a short track? Does it change the nature of the racing? Or I'm sure it changes the setups a little bit. Does it change the racing though?
It could. You know, the amount of rubber that lays down could change. You know, the effect behind a car is probably going to be a little greater than what it was here last time, even at a place like Martinsville, but, you know, a place like Richmond, all those places. You're going fast enough to where there's, you know, quite a bit of downforce. Think of Bristol. We're going to be hauling the mail around Bristol. There's going to be a lot of things that can change when we go there, the way the track rubbers up. The strain that the car is going to go through there is going to be a whole nother level. We are going to be going so fast around there. So every racetrack it affects. You know, Sonoma, Watkins Glen, it's going to affect everywhere quite a bit. And what you need out of your race car and the things that we've developed in the kind of the mindsets that we've gotten over the last, you know, 3 years or so is now kind of reverting back a little bit, or you got to be open to new things that are outside of the box or things that didn't work before. So that's kind of a challenge for all the teams right now, I think.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. As a follow-up to that, you're the track record holder here. Some people have speculated that with the new package that might be in jeopardy today. Do you think so?
Probably. It's pretty cool. And yeah, at a downforce, that's probably going to get beat. I don't even know what it is, what the time is or what we were running. 18.898. Yeah. It's probably going to get beat. I'm glad I enjoyed it while I could. I didn't even know what it was. So just that. All I remember is setting the track record and not getting the pole. That's what I remember about that day.
That was 2014, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the pole. Yeah, I remember.
You were on the pole that day? Of course you remember that too, huh? Right, and now we're back to it.
Mark. Mark Garrow, PRN. Joey, what was it like in the days following that controversial finish last fall? By the way, I thought it was a great move. I thought it was a great short track move. But what was it like those days afterwards with so many people? It polarized. There was half over here and half over there whether they thought it was the right thing or not.
You just got to try to stay focused on what you're doing, you know, and try to prepare yourself for whatever's coming your way. You know, and I've been through a few situations before to where I can, you know, hopefully make better decisions than some of the decisions I made in the past and on the way I've handled some of them. But, you know, there's some of that thought that goes through your mind of, you know, just going over the past situations you've been through and how you handle and trying to be better. And then at the same time, stay focused, right, at winning races. You know, it can be a huge distraction that can really hurt your performance on the racetrack and your team, you know, preparing the race car. So we had to stay focused. You know, we gained the advantage by winning here for Miami, and we had to stay focused on making sure we were prepared when we got there. So it's just a balance.
What was it like when you talked to Martin about it that Sunday night? What, you know, and do you feel like at that point you guys at least had an understanding?
I mean, I think there's a pretty good understanding of what the situation was. And, you know, not to bring up old stuff, you know, but it's in the past at this point. I know. but, I mean, I think, you know, at that point, you know, Martin texted me. You know, I told you guys it was pretty clear that he was frustrated with the move. I understood. I think he understood why I had to do it, and it all kind of played out and worked out. But you know, my move to him was I didn't wreck you. You know, I gave the old bump and run that happens 15 times a race here in Martinsville. That one was just a little bit more popular. You know, I think there's a fine line. You know, you don't want to straight out dump somebody, you know, not on purpose, but you also, you know, when it comes down to the end of the race like that and there's that much on the line, that was our shot to win a championship. So I think every driver has a line that they are okay with, you know, and that you can go to sleep at the end of the night and say, I did what I had to do and I'm all right with it. And if it happened to me, you have to be okay with that as well. And I think that was a situation for me that I was trying to explain to him.
Yes. Sorry about that. Rich Colbert, Motor Racing Network, April Fool's Day coming up. Do you recall doing a prank on anyone or anybody do a prank on you that you can remember?
No. I wish I had a good answer for you on that. I'm not a big prankster. I joke around a lot, but I can't say I put much thought into trying to put together a big master plan on how I'm going to prank somebody. So, sorry. No good answer. I'm boring on that one.
Well, we're going to let you go after that one, Joey. Thanks all for right. your time today, and good luck this
after
weekend.
After my boring answer, I'll see you guys later. Thanks.